So it's not my fault I'm confused.
No.
Thank you.
All right. Are we going to do this?
Okay. Let's rock and roll, baby.
We ready?
Go, Robin.
The DivaCast, number 67, 13 November 2007.
Still like this song.
I love this song.
Yeah,
so thanks, good. Natalie Brown. She rocks.
I know, it's a great song. I was bummed she wasn't at the podcast expo.
No?
Well, at least I didn't see her. Hey, everybody. We are the Divas of the DivaCast, and we are five fun, fabulous. Have you guys said that without me before? Have you done that without me when I'm not here?
I think we argue about who has to say it.
Yes, we have, Susan.
Okay.
Fabulous 40-something friends. All that alliteration.
Yes.
Can you tell I'm in English class?
Yes, I love that. And there are only three of us tonight, but... I am Suzanne.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Dooley. And Carrie is stuck somewhere with work. And Amy has a husband out of town and she's doing the kid taxi. So we just said, what the hey, we're getting together.
Yes. Yes,
so we are.
Bobby. Yes.
Because we've missed you guys and we want to chat a little bit. So we just had our little mini political discussion. But we are going to do this little cool questionnaire, and we can put it on the website.
I would
for
love that.
Others that fit you. Because, okay, what it is,
well,
you guys.
Yeah, Julie, tell them what it is.
I am an interpreter for the deaf in the public school system, and the history class I was in last year, the teacher gave out a questionnaire, and it was where you stand on certain issues, and you answer, you know, accordingly, but it doesn't tell you if it's a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, and then you tally, and then it tells you, the table tells you where you fall. And it was very, very interesting and just kind of fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so were you surprised at your own answers?
No. No, I'll share that with you when we do it. I don't want to give away anything.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was just really, really interesting as to what, and it makes you think, you're like, I've never thought about that, but what? It's important. And I don't know. Anyways, with the election coming up, I thought it'd be kind of a fun thing to do because we're all so vastly different. And I thought it would be kind of fun and be a cool little quiz to do.
Yes. Yeah. And one thing for certain you will never hear on our podcast is Amy and I discussing global warming.
Oh, my stars.
I am so sorry
I missed that
conversation.
Holy moly. We were at Amy's the other night. Why were we there?
It was a diva night. It was just
diva
night.
Oh, it was just a get together. That's right.
Yeah.
And Suzanne couldn't come.
I wasn't feeling well. Yeah.
No.
But we went over and we made the mistake of, who brought it up? I don't know who brought it up. But, a couple glasses later, we decided to discuss global warming. Big mistake.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
Amy, who is majorly liberal, and she would claim that. Again, and then Sharon and I are majorly conservative, and we claim that. And then Carrie's like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, and I'm kind of in the middle.
I had seen Al Gore's movie, and then he also showed a Weather Channel production movie. So it kind of showed both sides of global warming. So, oh my goodness, it was very interesting.
that's a code phrase for...
Yeah, it was pretty... I was like...
Amy and I talked it out afterwards, but let's just say... She wasn't going to be in my will that night.
It was really funny. You know, so, friends will be friends. I mean, how many years have we known each other?
I know.
Get on these issues that you're passionate about. And it was just funny. But anyways, we need to do that little quiz and see where everybody falls. And
can I, I do want to say something about the hair.
Yeah.
Can I talk about that?
You may.
Whose hair?
Well, didn't y'all do a hair thing? I wasn't here for the hair thing.
We have.
Okay.
Okay.
We did something about gray hair and whether you should let it go, right? Am I right?
Am I
lying?
Yes,
here?
No, okay. You're on it, babe.
Okay. Well, I went to my 30-year reunion, and one of the wives has completely gray hair, and she is actually 2 years younger than me. And it was just interesting because, again, Doug, I guess, processes these things, and then he comes.
Your husband.
Yes. And then he comes later. Anyway, the reunion was a cruise. So let me just preface that. It was a blast. We had a wonderful time.
How fun. Where did you guys go?
Just the Bahamas. I grew up in Miami. And so we sailed out of the Bahamas, 3-day cruise. So it was fun. We had a blast. But anyway, Doug pulls me over later. He goes, now, if you didn't color your hair, would your hair be that hair color?
And you said?
I said, no, because it really wouldn't. I mean, I would have streaks, but I certainly wouldn't have like completely gray.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, and that's I thought funny. Of y'all talking about
But you
that.
Could tell by the way he asked the question that he wasn't real into
he wouldn't
that.
Go in there.
No, yeah. No, that would not be a good thing.
That would not be a real like.
Like it was like,
turn on
hey, Sharon, it wasn't like, yeah. Hey, Sharon, if you didn't color your hair, would it be that? No, it was very much.
Like, you excuse me.
Yeah.
He'll never Here's argue about that bill, right?
I was going to say, I can pretty much name the price I want to pay for my hair
like
color.
That.
This
That's a beautiful yeah. thing.
That is a good uh-huh. thing.
So anyway.
Hey, did y'all know? I'm going to give you some exciting facts that Adam Curry has featured us on Podfinder.
Oh, that's exciting.
That
the
is
Divacast
so cool.
is on podfinder.podshow.com, and we
Excellent.
Are a featured podcast. You know what? We're just glad to be here.
Yeah. And
yeah, but I think we're really funny.
I know. We're a legend in our own minds.
In our own minds.
Yes, we are.
It. My kids look at me like, oh, my gosh.
No, because
Do
look.
Do not embarrass me,
No,
Mom.
Because look at the voicemails that we got.
Oh, we got some good voicemails.
You know what? Let's voicemails. Look at all the emails and the voicemails that we get.
Okay, let's
listen to. This is going to be Carrie from Colorado. She's our longtime Diva listener, and we love Carrie.
Hey, Divas. It is Carrie from Colorado. Hey, you guys are going to be talking about my email I sent you about my haircut. Yes, I still have the haircut. I've decided that my husband is not the one that's going to rule how I look.
Oh, my
However,
goodness.
Yes, that's good.
This
that's good.
Stupid haircut has stopped, what do I want to say, amorous things in my house, if
Ooh,
you know what
girl.
I mean.
There's more to that, isn't there?
I was going
to
say, that's kind of weird.
That,
There's
you know,
therapist
I have
Suzanne.
To absolutely have that. I can live without it. I can go for
oh,
a run
no,
on
you
the
can't.
Block or something, you know.
No,
Sharon,
you
I'm losing weight the same way as you are. Love your show. You guys are so awesome. And I have showed all my friends the website, and I've listened to it with them, and we have a big group of divas that come over here and
yes,
that's our
what
point.
We're about.
That's
yeah.
it.
We are
oh, fun.
And we're sitting in the backyard and watching the fireworks.
And
together.
Listening
so
to the DivaCast.
We'll be thinking about you guys.
Fun.
Excellent.
Can't wait to hear what you have to say about the haircut. So, anyway, love you guys. Love
Thank
the show.
You, Carrie.
I will never stop listening
Aww.
To it.
Thank you, Carrie.
On your website. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
You know what? We got to put her name in the drawing because all our Diva listeners, we're going to be having dinners at Dinner
yeah,
Affair.
We've got,
we got
yeah.
all kinds of stuff coming
yeah,
up.
We're going to
so.
Be pulling names here.
Hey, and by the way, make sure if you're listening and you haven't emailed us yet, email us at diva@thedivacast.com and you can be eligible for the drawing.
We're just
going to
put
well.
All the names. We're going to put all the names in a hat and pull
we
them.
We should draw them out like during a show or something.
We should. And you know what? Also, you can always leave us a voicemail like Carrie just did mm-hmm. at 678-884-0524 because it's so much fun.
We love voicemail.
Yes. Oh my gosh. When we get a voicemail, that is just kind of motivates us to keep on going sometimes.
Let's hear yeah. another one.
Okay. But wait, can I just say one thing about
no.
Carrie?
Just kidding.
Yes.
What?
Okay, just Carrie, kidding. I'm worried about your girlfriend.
Sharon, why are you worried about her?
Because she's got it.
She's
got
not a, having sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
She may have a friend.
Well,
like Bob on the couch.
That has batteries.
Oh, remember the one listener she wrote in until, or she emailed us?
I know, but I mean, that,
no, but there's
no,
more.
There
there's,
is,
there's, but there's yeah. so much
Go ahead,
going.
Suzanne.
There's so
yeah.
much more going on with that than yeah. just I cut my hair. You know? Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to the next one.
Oh, is this Carrie
okay.
too?
Hey, Divas, it's oh. Carrie from Colorado again. Hey, totally had to call back in after I listened to that last podcast. You guys were talking about me and my whole haircut thing. you know, you might have hit on something.
Oh,
see. Not that he can't perform because he can. And
we
I
didn't
will give
know.
Him that, but. I have changed a lot. We got married when I was a week into my 19th birthday. We've been married
Man, that's
for
young.
Almost 14 years in December. But I have changed. I've, you know, become a mom of two.
Of
I
course.
Cut my hair off, and I always wore it long. Cut my hair off, lost weight.
She's feeling
just
like a diva.
Fun. I really didn't know who I was.
She's found
I mean,
her independence.
I can yeah. say that I kind of am changed more in the last year or two uh-huh. because my youngest one just started second grade. So
do you remember that freedom?
Have
I remember
any
that.
At
oh.
home.
It was very
so
free.
So it's kind of me being independent.
You're like looking in the mirror, going,
"What do I want to say?" Being more me and less. Mm-hmm. Mom, although
and he's threatened
know,
by that.
Mom he has away, less control.
But yeah. trying to figure out who I am. I mean, yeah. what do I like? What am I?
Listen yeah. to us. We psychotherapists.
We get yeah. it. So we know. Yeah. Her husband's going to like call us up and go,
you know,
like, dumb
Maybe now because I only have one child that can't do anything on his own, my husband.
Ooh.
She said that we didn't.
Yay.
Oh, good.
There, Sharon, now you should feel better. You know what? That was really cool. I'm glad she's getting better, but I think you're right. I think she's a little threatened. But you know what? That leads me to another podcast I want to do. If y'all ever read that book by Dr. Phil from Oprah, Phil McGraw.
Yeah, yeah. Which
Life
one?
Strategies.
Yeah, I got it upstairs.
Don't you like that
Love
one?
Love him.
Do you know what I'm thinking when she's saying that is you teach people how to treat you?
Love that.
Let's do that one time. Let's go over those
Love
10 things
that.
And discuss that because it's so very true.
Put it on the wiki.
You know what the thing is? He's only doing things she allows him to do.
Exactly. We teach people how to treat us.
Yeah. That's a whole other topic, but that's really cool. All right, Robin, do we have another one? Let's hear Deborah.
Deborah.
Hey, ladies. This is Deborah. Just got finished listening to the Hair podcast. I love you guys. You are so cool. But I need to tell you something. It really is not cheap for black women to get their hair done. I would love to have extensions. I don't have them because I can't afford them. Yeah. Not the good ones anyway. But speaking of hair things, I have to tell you this quick story about my ex-husband. He had gorgeous, wavy, sexy hair. And it was down to his shoulders. And I love men with long hair. Shortly before we got divorced, we got into an argument and he stormed out of the house. When he came back, he'd cut his hair. It's not only women who cut their hair when they get ticked off. I would love for you guys to use this in your podcast. And I adore listening to you guys.
Oh, Deborah, that
I'm
is too funny.
Too, and I just love the way you guys live life. Oh, by the way, my name is Deborah.
Deborah,
you know what, girl? I'm going to drink to you right now, girl.
God bless you, Deborah.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You know, that's a good point, though, about black women with their extensions, because my next door neighbors are a black family, and I dearly love them with all my heart. But the girls, it's like five girls, and they all come over and visit. And that's a big topic with me, because it's such something I don't know, you know? So I'm like, oh, your hair looks so cute. And she's like, Miss Julie, it took me 6 hours. I mean, you are flat out kidding me. Thinking of Samson. So did he lose his power when he cut his hair? That little guy?
Oh.
Her husband?
Yeah.
But you know, when she described him, you know who I immediately thought of?
Who?
And Deborah probably doesn't want to hear this because if she divorced him, Billy Dee Williams. You remember how hot he was back in the 80s and the 90s? And he had that wavy hair and that little mustache? He's a gorgeous man.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, but you're not verbalizing anything.
He's hot.
Okay.
I see. I'm just kind of. I love Denzel Washington.
I love him.
That's mine.
You know who else? Yeah. That guy Blair, whatever his name is, that was on L.A. Law.
Yes. Yeah. Tony Blair.
No, Tony Blair doesn't do it for me. But you know what's funny? I'm in this economics class this quarter.
Yeah.
And one of the in the social studies meetings, one of the teachers, this teacher says Tony Blair. Every time they would bring him up, one of the female social studies teachers go, he's so hot. And I'm like,
what?
Tony Blair?
Tony Blair? Yeah. The former prime minister?
Yeah.
Hello.
I know. I'm like, you need to check out Billy Dee Williams and Denzel.
I like Denzel.
And who's that one that Amy and Carrie like with the body?
Ty.
Ty Diggs?
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not too bad anymore.
No. All right. Deborah, thanks
Deborah,
for listening.
Thank
sweetie.
You, babe.
Love you. Keep tuning in. And send us a...
This is Elaine in North Carolina.
Oh, this is Elaine. Okay, cool.
I finished listening to your podcast on hair, and it was very apropos. I was on my way to my hair appointment as I listened, and I'm also very, very gray. And as I got there, she said we were going to try something new this time, and I said, why? And I laughed because she said I had color-resistant hair.
Anyway, I think that's politically correct.
I did ask about the whole going gray thing. And
it's expensive being beautiful.
It is.
It's fully grown out. So I hope that answers your questions. Thanks for all the laughs and all you
she's
do.
So cute.
Hope
thank you.
Hear from you more this fall and keep it coming. I absolutely love it and miss it when you guys don't post every week.
Thank you. Thanks. We're back on target. Hey, you know what though? Speaking of which, expense, there's a book out and I need to get it only if we all agree we're going to do it.
Okay. Well,
there's a way. It's this whole technique on how to do your own hair. Do your own hair color. It's like all the beauty salon tips. No, we'll make it a
diva
outing.
Okay, you make
that
your project, sweetheart.
We'll all do each other's hair.
I am not messing
hair.
With my... The only person I let touch my hair is Brie. That is it.
Brie.
She's the
only... Well, Tina does mine, you know, and she wants to be the hair stylist of the divas.
Oh.
Well, then she needs to open up her little place so we can all go there.
That's what Amy said, because she's Amy's neighbor, you know.
And she's going to have to fight my future sister-in-law now.
Ooh,
that I got it.
Now, I want her number two. Okay, but so does that mean we're not going to do our hair out of a bottle?
We'll talk about that later.
No, I'm not. No, no.
It'll be orange. All right, let's hear Christina. She left us a voicemail as well.
Hi, this is Christina from Ohio. And go ahead and play this on your podcast. I'm calling about letting your hair go gray. I am.
This is a hot topic.
It is.
See, Sharon,
we can't do it. And she did a double process where she dyed all of my hair.
That means that chick was in there for like 8 hours.
Poor thing. That flat hair look.
Is that the one you want? Well, you know what, Christina? She makes a good point, you guys, in that you have to have a great hairstylist.
And someone who listens to you.
Yeah, because I think that was her problem with the other ones. Was that she didn't find one who didn't listen. You guys, I think the problem that Christina had is a real common one that we all experience, is that finding that perfect hairstylist who listens to what you say.
And knows what they're doing. Knows what they're doing.
Well, and knows what to do with your hair. Because I have baby fine straight hair and I don't have a lot of it. And, you know, I go in with these pictures of this chick with thick black curly hair and she's like, you're right. In which lifetime are you going to look like that? You know what I mean? And I think Christina experienced a little of that.
I wonder if we should form a support group.
But you know what's funny is all these voicemails on hair. It's such a common issue with
this
us.
This topic has
women.
So much energy.
Yeah.
Because we invest so much money in trying
to tell you something. I have spent more time trying to find a good hairdresser than I did looking for a husband.
Yeah.
Looking for a husband.
You know, gynos are the same way, but that's a whole other topic. Okay, let's listen to Marilyn from Arizona.
Hi, Divas. This is Marilyn
from
Arizona. I was just listening to your episode number 38, and I was loving how you guys were just chit-chatting and all that fun girl talk. And you just asked if you thought that you guys should do more of that or if you should do more of the interview stuff. And I prefer when you guys just talk and all the, dirty little secrets come out. So
the wet,
dirty little secrets.
And I hope you guys are having a really great time.
If she only knew.
If you guys want to podcast, feel free. Go ahead.
Marilyn, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah,
well, here's the bottom line.
She only knew our dirty little secret.
Ooh. Yeah. Here's the bottom line, Marilyn. Most of the time, we have no idea what we're talking about when we go to these interviews. So it's best if we just stay close to the little
to the chatting.
Yeah, but to the menial things in our lives.
You know, we're lucky we're even speaking to each other.
That's the real story behind the hiatus. None of us were speaking.
We are the epitome of women.
It's hard.
In relationships.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I keep, when I'm listening to Deborah and Elaine and Christina and Carrie and Marilyn, I just think, wow, how cool would it be to sit in a group in a room with these women and have a cocktail and just, or sit out in the, you know, in the sun or do something fun
in Hawaii.
How fun would that be?
On a
that
cruise
would be a blast.
Yeah.
With cute pool boys
we
meeting
need
our every
cute little,
need.
Hello, may I help you? Yeah. We need that.
Okay. Do we have any
more? No, that's it.
Okay.
Hey you guys. All you people who listen to us, and make sure that you email us at diva@thedivacast.com. I keep saying this, but we've got a little stack of giveaways we need to give away.
Yeah, or talk to us. Yeah. You know, again, these voicemails. At
Let's
6,
put
7,
these
8.
Voicemail people in the drawing, too.
Okay,
yeah,
I love
but we
that.
Don't, 6, 7, some 8? Of them, we don't have enough information.
Well, say it
they,
again.
Yeah, then they need
I'm
going to
gonna say it again. 678-884-0524.
Yeah.
Great.
And if they leave us their info on a voicemail, because maybe they don't
we
do
won't
email.
Play it. We won't play their
no,
stuff.
But we could cut it up and put it in the drawing and then draw their name and then send them. Yeah, we need some way to contact them. Excellent.
Okay. Do y'all realize that we're making this up as we go? Yeah, they could do this. Oh, yeah, no, this.
I know, and then anyway. We'll go, what did we say? Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what we said.
Well, we've been doing it long enough. It's not that hard to make it up as we go.
No, it's not.
You know what? I make up life as I go.
No
you know,
kidding.
With my kids, I'm like, yeah, I said that. Did I say? I said that. I swear I said
you
that.
You know what? I swear, my... Okay, we're leaving. But,
what?
Robert's played the music. Get off the phone, Cher. Real quick.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because I throw out punishments to my children and then they'll be doing the punishments and I'll say, what are you doing? And my eldest will say, Mom, you told me I had to stay in my room. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Stay
I knew you were.
Yeah. Thank goodness. They,
yes, you, sweetie. It's your memory.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. That's not even the half of it.
Oh, that's
What's
what
the
I told
other
my
half,
son today. That's what
I don't want to go there.
I know. It's just never ending. But wait, we're going to close with a song from Ashley Rose, right, Robin? Okay, you guys listen to this song. Ashley Rose, she's only 19 years old.
Wow.
And it's a new track on the PodSafe Music Network. And you can get it at podshow.com. It's called This Is Me. So thanks always to Natalie Brown, who is our theme song, Queen of Me.
Queen of me.
But you know what, you guys?
What?
Even though there's only three of us here, all of us believe that inside every woman is a diva. And I'm telling you what,
yeah.
Carrie, Deborah, Elaine, Christina, and Marilyn are prime examples of that. We love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. Bye,
everybody. Hey, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
My tears, I've tried.